Are you a band or musician located in Vancouver or the Lower Mainland? We're now accepting entries for Shindig 2008. All styles are welcome, whether you're a solo country artist or a 10-piece punk band.
You'll need to send us a minimum 3-song demo of original material, plus your contact information. Put everything in an envelope. Mail it or drop it off before August 8th to Shindig 2008, CITR Radio, number 233/6138, Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1, Canada.
We also love web-based submissions, such as ones via MySpace or electronic press kits. Please email shindig.08@gmail.com.
You know, as much as I hate to brag about Shindig, I must say tonight we got a Shindig for you that is so far in, it's out of sight.
Hello, Micro. We're at 8,000 feet. Perishing cold and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 777-11?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Boys, let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece, and the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you. endless summer of the damned. The endless summer of the damned.
Summer.
All the ultraviolet violence.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. And don't go anywhere because Language Arts is here on the studio. We're going to be playing a couple of songs here for you. This is the morning after show.
Ruby.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So we're back here. You're listening to the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez, and this is CITR 101.9 FM. Like I said, we have special guests today. We have Kristen and Gregor from Language Arts. Hey, guys, how are you? Hey.
Hello.
So Kristen is going to be playing a couple of songs, and they have new songs also to share. And they have a gig coming next Friday.
This Friday.
And where is the gig?
At Café du Soleil.
Oh, it's pretty nice place. And it's just around the corner of my house. So
yeah,
very
so
convenient.
Yeah,
for sure. And what else? You have a couple of new songs. And you have a tour also ready to kick.
The show is a tour kickoff.
Yeah, kick off all
There'll
around.
There'll be cake.
Always cake.
Yeah.
No pizza this time.
Yeah.
So they'll be touring around Canada. We'll tell you the places, and we'll let our friends in other places know so they can go and support.
Definitely.
So why don't we start with a song from your CD? The CD is called Language Arts.
It's called quotation. We're assholes.
Oh, yeah.
Jerks.
That's the name of the CD?
Yeah,
quotation mark?
Quotation mark.
Oh, really?
Well, it's the crow, like, going like, ah, the quotation mark. So, what do you think it's called?
I don't think anybody would notice that.
No? Oh.
Make up your own name.
Jeez.
Okay, so let's listen to a song from the CD. What are we going to listen?
Running at Sunset.
In
a moonlit town.
Okay. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Ta 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 gonna be. On the street in the snow. Ba, 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 da, da, ba, 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 da. Don't know which way to go. Ba, 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 da, da, ba, 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 da. Take a walk through the glebe.
So we're back here in the studio, so I guess I should tell you what we've been listening to. We started the show with Bauhaus. These guys have a new CD called Go Away White. Then we listened to Tranquil, covering the Silver Apples. The song was Ruby. And we went through all the CD, this tribute to the Silver Apples. During 11 shows, we play a track. So that's it. And well, as we listen to the Green Hour Band, this is a very cool band from Vancouver. They are on Kingdom Records. We listen to the song Understand. Then we listen to Joy Division with Dead Souls. And we listen to you guys, Language Arts. The song was Running at Sunset in a Moonlit Town. And we listened to Back to the Planet with Daydream and the Pickups from Toronto. Country Houses, City Streets is the name of the city. We listened to the song Out All Day. So, yeah, you're going on tour. Are you excited?
Yeah, very much. Our first tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When are you leaving?
We're leaving on the 26th of June.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a couple of your dates here. You're gonna be going to. Are you going to Penticton at the end, or?
We were gonna go to Penticton, but we ended up. We're going to outside of Nelson called Winlaw to a cafe called Cedar Creek Cafe.
Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna go there instead, and we're heading to Sled Island the next day to play at Palomino Smokehouse for mm-hmm. their Sled Island showcase with Mohawk Lodge, I think, is who we're playing with.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're heading to Saskatoon, and then all the way to Nova Scotia.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're stopping in between, too.
Yeah, we are stopping in between.
We're not just going directly to Nova
Scotia. Yeah.
We could, though.
You can check their MySpace, no? For tours.
Oh, yeah, it's all up there.
It's on there. Yeah.
We're probably going to blog, too, if we get around to it, but yeah. It's kind of tough when you're in a van the whole time.
We're going to video blog it and post
video blogs,
stuff like that.
Cool.
Once we get it all together.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we're here with Kristen Cudmore and Gregor Phillips, and there's other two guys that are missing from
it's
the bar.
It's actually a girl now instead of a boy,
yeah, we're
and
now,
then a
okay,
boy.
Now. Yeah.
And who are they?
Well, the bassist, his name is Michael, and our keyboardist, who is brand new, her name is Karma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good karma?
Yeah, she's got very good karma. She's awesome. So is Michael. He's on tour right now with Joseph Blood, another Vancouver folk artist. And
okay.
So he'll be getting back and then leaving again right away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Karma plays in a band called Co-Pilots, which is a side project, I guess.
But she also has her own band,
she has
just
her
under
own
name, Karma Son, S-O-H-N.
She's playing a showcase at Railway before we go. I can't remember. But, yeah, you could see it if you link to our MySpace. She's a top friend, and you can see.
Yeah.
Songwriter circle sort of thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
You should bring her one day to play here.
Yeah. We couldn't get her out of her house in Mission. She's trying to get her gardening in before she goes into work.
Last minute gardening.
Yeah.
So you're going to drive around Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the idea.
In our van that caught on fire last year. We bought it and drove it off the lot, and literally it caught on fire right after.
Yeah, you didn't know it'll change.
But we got half the money back. We fixed it, and we think it will work.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get there.
Yeah, I hope that the van's previous owner is listening, because they probably feel pretty good about that working out.
Yeah. Cool. He didn't seem like the CITR kind of guy.
No,
he seemed like
no.
a church group
kind of
type of guy.
Group, kind of.
Yeah. Soccer team, church group, band.
Yeah, it was a utility all-purpose sort of vehicle.
What else? So we have a couple of new songs that we're going to play later.
Yeah.
And when you're playing on the Café du Soleil on Friday with a multi-instrumental guy...
Yeah, Quest Poetics, it's our friend Randy. He's got a really cool thing going. He sounds kind of like Sting and the Roots mixed together. Really good. And he's going to start the show at around 9, and then we go on around 10:30. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And yeah, we'll be there to say goodbye to you. Bon voyage.
Thanks.
Yeah, and then come to welcome us back on August 1st.
Yeah.
August 1st at the...
We are coming back.
Hello.
Yeah,
at the railway, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be August 1st?
Yeah, with the Parlor Steps and Aura Kogan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
they're really good.
Parlor Steps are a really cool band.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is Aura Kogan. She's
awesome
amazing.
Too.
So it's going to be a really great show.
I should bring her to play here, too.
Yeah.
Bring everyone in.
So before we leave you the microphone, this song Running on Sunset in a Moonlit Town. Which town is that?
It's actually Whistler.
Oh, yeah?
Do you want to hear the actual story?
Yeah,
or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love hearing song stories.
Okay, so when I finished university, I was going to go to grad school in the States. And I was planning on going there right away, but I bought my plane ticket, got my shots and everything because it was in Hawaii where I was going to study. And my visa application fell through after I paid for my plane ticket. So I started working at a mental hospital to make money to pay off my plane ticket debt, and my plane stopped in Vancouver. So I was like, what the heck am I going to do? Go to Whistler and make some quick cash and go riding for a while and then decide what I want to do. So I started playing music there, which was really weird because it's not the most inspiring place in the world. It's kind of plasticky.
Yeah, now it looks like Disneyland or something.
Yeah, but when you actually get away from the village and go like through the trails, like actual biking trails and stuff for runs, you can really find the true Whistler nature
there.
Yeah. So that song I wrote while I was running about being frustrated with the way that I was supposed to be going here and now I'm there and I don't really like it. But
didn't you write the whole song when you're like running home?
I wrote it while I was running home in my head, and I was like, okay, jot this down when I get home. So that's what I did. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so you want to play a song?
Yeah, sure.
Or,
I'll play a song.
Or, what are you gonna play?
This song is it's called Grandfather of the Buffalo. Do you know those part of your heritage commercials?
The Grandfather of the Buffalo?
Yeah. Okay, so on Canadian, like CBC or whatever, on TV, they used to put these commercials on, they still do, commemorating different heritage moments, and this song I wrote based on that commercial.
Okay.
About the guy that found...
It's very inspirational.
Yes, but... Well, sure, like, they're dinosaurs, dude!
We all relate.
So basically the guy found dinosaurs and... In the Badlands.
Carefully undusted them with his paintbrush.
And they called him the Grandfather of the Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
Because So I don't know how it has to do with Buffalo, but that's okay.
Okay.
So yeah, so I'll play it for you.
Yeah.
Okay. If you guys can help me whistle.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Sheet. I pragmatized to choose and toss on men who had no feet. It's about time leave our problems at the door or swept under the rug. Prepare to stare them in the eye wide open on a buggy bunk. I try to find these principles, but it's standard to follow. Keep them on every note. Keep it solid, not hollow. Don't find yourself drooling over someone else's dinner. Remember that everyone you meet is an invisible mirror. I always visualize there as a better place, but I should be living here, enjoying present pace. And these obstacles are just lessons on the Mr. Dress-Up show. Get around the rooftop, church the mountains covered in snow. I gotta take my time and stop and pet the neighbor's cat and lift up any opportunity that I might get. It's about time for a change, to start a revolution. It's medicine time without the villains and prescriptions. It's time to harvest ideas growing in the backyard. It's time to expand my personal space larger than a square yard. Drum fill here. And I do it again, even fishing the eyes when attacking the sun. As long as I feel this one blow through your hair. Type of fun, doing this double-edged thing, jerking my mind's all the same. When I fill this bucket full of excuses with a bucket full of change. Sometimes our conscience like us on the floor in the sand. And I manage to find ways to calm up, step up on my hand. And it may all seem picture perfect, but I'm hanging from the ceiling. And after I get through, I'll go back to talking about life as if it wasn't happening. Shake it out. I just did a shortened version. A little shortened version there. Just because there's a lot of, like, band stuff happening and things.
Uh-huh.
So, can't really do that with my guitar. Like, bowing bass or drum fills. I mean, I'd probably try and hit the guitar body or something, but I think I need a couple extra arms.
Cool. No, very, very nice song. The Grandfather of the Buffalo.
Yeah. Putting the guitar down.
Okay, so what's the story, Gregor, with behind these two new songs, or what's happening there?
Well, yeah, what is the story? I guess we have a new EP coming out soon, so those are the first two songs off that. Yeah, we've been working on it.
The new stuff we're really stoked about. It's a lot different than what we're doing on this album that we just released. The first album was a bit more hip-hoppy, and this new album is... I don't know
how to describe it. Less rapping
for sure, and more textures and more like changes. And
she has this loop pedal that she likes to like layer phrases on top of each other, so that's kind of
being utilized a little bit.
Yeah,
but we're still kind of
just kind of branching out, I guess.
Yeah, we're branching out a lot more than we have been, so
yeah.
The EP is kind of like a sampler set up to
give
people on tour. And we're only running it for the tour. We're going to do like,
a very limited
amount. And we're going to sell them on tour. And it's kind of to commemorate our tour and also to give people an idea of what's coming from our next album, which we're hoping to release in December.
December?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So let's listen to the first song here, White Socks in Brick and Stocks.
We're not hippies.
And she wore it up.
Should I hit the wrong bottom there?
I was like, when did I learn slide guitar? That's awesome.
No, I think that was the pickups. Yeah, that was the pickups that we listened before. So we're going to listen now to White Sox and Birkenstocks.
Call me an anthropologist.
So that was Language Arts, new demo, White Socks in Birkenstocks. Pretty cool, huh? So we're going to put a couple of songs that you recommend.
Sure.
You
know, yeah.
Crystal Castles with Untrust Us. We played that before here. And then this band called Plants and Animals. And we'll put some Hawaiian Bibles.
And Hawaiian Bibles.
Hawaiian Bibles.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with Crystal Castles, and we'll be back because she's going to sing a song that wrote 2 days ago.
Yeah, I'll try it. Yeah.
Cool. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to 101.9 FM. Let me see if I hit the right button, the right CD now.
Recognize the sound. fell asleep under a tree. Got woken up by birds and bees. They're hard at work, but they're hardly working. There might be rain, but not for certain. Sitting.
Don't wanna battle, take you back again. I'll take you.
So, yeah, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After show. We should announce some gigs, actually.
Yeah. Can I announce one?
Yeah, you can. Actually, you can also tell us what we listen to there.
Okay. You just listened to Hawaiian Bibles. Don't want to give it up. They're playing, I think I got an email saying they're playing on the 19th, which is Thursday night.
Thursday, no?
At the Biltmore. And I can't remember all the other bands, but I do remember it's them and the Hotel Lobbyists.
Okay.
I think that's going to be a pretty kick-ass show.
At the Biltmore.
At the Biltmore. And then the night after, you can come see us play. Shameless. Yeah.
Before the Hawaiian Bibles, we listened to this band. No, this
the
one.
Plants,
no,
the Plants and Animals. Fairy Dance. Yeah. The long song. Sorry. I love that one.
Where are those guys from? Or
they're from Montreal.
They're originally from Nova Scotia, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? They're Canadian?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
They're from Montreal now.
From Montreal, eh?
Yeah.
There's good musical movement in Montreal, too.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of good stuff.
That's happening there. And we started the block with the Crystal Castles.
And Trust Us. Bum, 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 bum.
I think those guys are from Toronto.
I'm trying to make them march because they have their heads hung low. They got to stand up straight.
They look a little sleepy.
Yeah. Narcoleptic.
Pull their socks up.
Wake up. I'm too old for toys. So, get a little atmosphere going on here with...
Yeah, so...
waving my arms.
You want to play another song?
Okay.
Before we run out of time. Oh, concerts. We have to announce concerts.
Oh, yeah,
okay, remember the first Latin rock festival? That's going to be happening on July 17 at the Legion Hall. That's 2205 Commercial Drive. Pretty cool cool bands are going to be coming from Mexico City. Four bands: Mama Pulpa, Salón Victoria, La Comuna, and Inspector, coming all the way from Mexico to Vancouver. Plus Los Malos.
Yeah.
You know, Los Malos are going to be playing there, and Santa Lucia and Los Furious. So you definitely don't want to miss that one. It's on the 17th of July, the first ever Latin rock festival in Vancouver. And I don't know what other concerts you guys want
to plug
there.
Our tour for people that are in Canada.
Canadians out there.
You know what I was thinking? I thought it'd be really funny if there was a band called Lost Angeles, like L-O-S-T, Angeles, and it could be like all Who's the Boss sounding kind of songs about like how Tony Danza couldn't find Angela. She was lost. Okay, so I don't know.
She never knew it.
I remember thinking when I was a kid, like, I always wanted to look like Angela when I grew up. She's so beautiful. But she's got really feathery hair now that I think
she
about
does.
It.
It's just a little bit too much.
But yeah, it was cool then. She was beautiful then.
Who's Angela?
Angela is the boss of the house, although...
Yeah. And Tony's the housemaid.
He's the housemaid. Have you ever seen the TV show Who's the Boss?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Angela,
that.
The blonde one,
okay,
you know?
Okay. Skinny, no?
And she's got the mother that's kind of like Blanche on... I feel like they ripped Blanche's character off with Mona.
She's easy.
Like Blanche on The Golden Girls. Yeah.
Cool. So are you going to play the
yeah, I'm going to play.
Super new
play.
Song?
I wrote it 2 days ago, and if I mess up, it's because it's new, and you can just listen to me mess it up. But this, I'm hoping to develop with the band a bit more, but this is a rough sound.
Yeah.
All right. Smile. mug. And who are you to sweep it under the rug? Who's entitled to this backstage access? Which bills have been passed since paying our taxes? You can have your ice cream and your ignorant igloo. I'll go and cut my hair. If you reorganize the words on the computer screen, I'll see you in a year. What a silly life to have led. What a silly life to have led. What a silly life to have led. Existed. And if I knew I'd stumble upon you, I'd at least bring some balloons. I'd try to see the colors that I never knew. I'd take on this habitat and bring loose leaf to draw. I'd bury the ceilings and carry my body parts tall. To have and not give back. To have and not give back. I have enough friendship bracelets. Anyway, I have enough friendship bracelets anyway. I have enough friendship bracelets anyway. Awkward face.
That's it. That's a new song.
Yeah.
Brand new.
Yeah, brand new song. Just stop this.
I can't wait to hear what you guys do.
Yeah.
What they're gonna do with that song?
What they're gonna do? Well, usually I play it and we all kind of work out our parts, and it's exciting when that happens.
Yeah. Takes cool. on a different life.
Yeah, takes on a different life for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty catchy.
Thank you.
It's a cool song.
Thanks.
Okay, so don't miss, these guys are going to be playing on Friday at Café du Soleil,
boop.
Around 9 o'clock, more or less. And it's like the kickoff tour.
I thought you said geek out tour. I was like, you're going to have a geek out tour.
Yeah, they're going to be gone for 1 month, more or less.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Do more than 1 month touring around Canada. So it's going to be a good party there. At Café du Soleil on Friday, so yeah.
Yeah.
Wear cool. your party hat.
Wear your party hat.
Yeah.
And wear your dancing shoes.
Yeah, shoes if you want to dance, or you can just stand there. It's up to you.
You want, really.
Yeah, we're gonna play lots of new stuff, mostly new stuff.
Oh, really?
At the show, yeah.
Cool.
So it will be a debut of many songs.
Oh, really? Eh?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so we're going to put now, cause we're running out of time, we're going to put a couple of songs that are coming for the Latin Rock Festival. We're going to start with La Comuna. These guys are from Guadalajara, I think. It's kind of reggae bands. They're kind of. Have you heard Los Rastrillos?
No.
No.
Los Rastrillos. They came a couple of times here to Vancouver.
Did you say Los Furios? No, they're from here.
No, Los Rastrillos.
Yeah,
Los Furios also are going to be playing that day. And
you have a sexy accent, by the way. It's like, wow.
I should roll those R's.
Yeah, that's it. The Latin R's.
Sorry for making you blush. And then telling everyone.
Okay, so we better put La Comuna. These guys are going to play on July 17th, so check them out at the Legion. If you want to give us a call here, the number is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. And if you're just tuning in and you miss the show, you can also podcast it at www.citr/podcast. And on the Eclectic, the morning after show.
De otra cosa, algunas veces da vueltas drásticas, vida vertiginosa. Aún no sé, no he aprendido suficiente, y la ignorancia es enemiga de la gente que sabe hacer todo en su momento y balancear razón y sentimiento. Never give in.
sigo cantando hoy. Óyeme bien que mi canto nunca va a parar. Siempre más alto voy, aunque el dolor duela tanto no me va a tirar. Oh, oh. Aquí. Stop. Aún no sé, no he aprendido suficiente. Y la ignorancia es enemiga de la gente que sabe hacer todo en su momento.
So we're listening to La Comuna there from Mexico. Pretty nice band. They're gonna be coming to Vancouver. They're gonna play on the 17th of July at the first Latin Rock Festival. And then they're gonna go to Calgary for a reggae festival. So
yeah, they're catchy. I like it.
They'll be around. They'll be around for the summer. So
cool.
And well, thank you guys for being here. It was
thank
awesome
you.
Show.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we can remember you can podcast the show later and you can listen in the comfort of your house.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna do that.
Or on the road. Just go to www.citr.ca/podcast and under Eclectic, the morning after show. And we're gonna finish the show with Salón Victoria. This is a very good ska band from Mexico. This is the biggest ska band in Mexico right now. They're coming also to Vancouver, so it's a opportunity to go see them.
I like the cover, like the evil Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And the evil Daffy Duck, Donald Duck, which I don't get them. They're two different.
And if you're energetic, you can also go to check them out at the Victoria Ska Fest. I think that's going to start on July 9th. I'd be in Victoria. Mama Pulpa is also coming. It's okay. It doesn't sound. It won't pick it up.
We're like pretending that no one's listening to us.
So Salón Victoria, Mama Pulpa, Los Furious, Los Malos. You know Los Malos very
Los
good.
Los Malos. No?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're
pretty
awesome.
Cool.
They're so awesome.
We shouldn't.
They just had a baby.
We didn't have time to put Los Malos today.
Aww.
We'll put them next week.
On your next show?
Next show, yeah. We play them often, though, so, yeah.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
So, thank you guys for being here. Thank you for listening. We also forgot to give away tickets, but for next time. Or if you want to give me a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, we'll see what we can do for you. So, this is Salón Victoria. This song is called 1,000 coyotes marihuanos.
What does that mean?
That means 1,000 stone coyotes.
Okay. Don't know.
Stone with marijuana.
Oh, okay. Stoned. Okay. No. I was thinking of like a sword in a stone.
Okay. So we're waiting for Cliff also for laugh track. So in the meantime, I'll leave it here with Salón Victoria.
Yeah.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Coming up next, Laugh Tracks, the show about comedy and the Generation Exploitation podcast on the internet. Today's show is Salute to Radio. The show about comedy is actually a show about radio. This is the Generation Exploitation Podcast on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.